Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Wimbledon's been continuing. The Barty Party keeps rolling on. And I think even Kyrgios has managed to make it through to the next round. Surprisingly,
well,
with like zero training. Even he admitted, all I did was play video games in the lead up to Wimbledon.
That's what's so frustrating about him, because you look at him and you just think he could be so good if he just wasn't like, oh, look, there's a butterfly.
Yeah.
You're like, come on, man.
Yep. He's one of those kids on his report card at the end of every term was like, needs to apply himself more.
Even just a little bit would be great.
Now, last week we were talking about the dress code at Wimbledon because 25-year-old player Indy de Vroom, she was being told off by a ref about her outfit for kind of the same reason why some of the English royal family doesn't accept Meghan Markle. Not white enough. Apparently in Wimbledon, you got to be head to toe white, baby. Yeah. And the inside of the brim of her cap I think, blue or something. It had a colour on it, and so she had to remove it. Yesterday, at Wimbledon, the men were copping it.
No.
So you had both Oscar Ott and Antoine Huang. Both of these guys had some wardrobe malfunctions.
Oh, what have they done?
It was all to do with their shorts. So first you had Oscar Ott, right? He's on centre court playing Andy Murray.
Okay.
And he went over to the chair umpire and put in a request to get some new shorts.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you're thinking, maybe his shorts were a little too snug.
Yeah, maybe.
Because when I was at high school, man, we had certain shorts that you had to wear. We always had to wear these red ruggers.
Yep.
And they were so short.
They were so short and tight, you'd get the cut lunch or you'd get the fly's eyes.
That's
what you'd get.
They were not comfortable. You know what I mean? They were always riding up in areas where you don't want them riding up. But it was the opposite problem for Ott.
Okay.
His shorts were too big and they kept falling down. And it's not just the embarrassment of having your shorts fall down on center court. Like even Andy Murray was complaining because every time Oscar's shorts would fall down, they'd make this sound. And he'd be like, you know, that's very distracting.
It is.
We get him a new pair of shorts. And then Antoine Huang, when he had his match, he had the same issue. He's like, my shorts are too big.
Same company, eh?
Must have been. But Antoine, he didn't bother with the ref. He just changed his shorts while he was sitting down between sets. Yeah. He's just sitting there on the chair, just pulls his shorts off, puts a new pair on. It's amazing. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't know. Is there a particular company that, like, because I know certain brands are attached to certain, like, clothing and
Lacoste,
footwear and things.
Lacoste, with the alligator.
Yeah.
You've got Polo, things like that. Fila, Adidas,
Nike. I don't know. Whichever company is supplying the shorts for some of these male players, they need to sort of rethink instead of the elasticated waistband, they have the little tie-off one.
Maybe some Velcro, like when you were a kid and you had the Velcro shoes.
I'm sure that'd help.
Responsible.
I don't know. They've got to do something because it's just confusing the ball boys when these guys, Slazengers, keep popping out of their shorts. It's like, it's very confusing on the courts of Wimbledon.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
How are these animals handling all this COVID business? Have they had to be shifted around a little bit in the park with things happening? Or
no, for the most part, it's business as usual for them. As you can imagine, it's the keepers that get more disrupted by it all.
And yeah.
In our endeavour just to make everything normal because, I mean, for the most part, they thrive on stability, routine, like I guess we do.
Yeah.
But that's what we try to do regardless of what the world's throwing at us.
How does it go with protecting the animals as well? Because we heard about some cases, I think, in the US where there were tigers that got infected with COVID. Do you guys have to take any particular measures? Do you have to put, like, adorable tiny masks on the meerkats? Or do you need a stepladder to put one on the giraffes? Yeah. Like, how does it work with the animals?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I think from the moment that it first emerged, I was obviously very scared, mainly of our large primates. We shared much genetically with them that it was just assumed that they would be able to catch it. But thankfully, considering the amount of cases around the world, there has been very little in the animal kingdom apart from us.
Oh, good.
And it hasn't been to the detriment of them like us. But what we do is we just make sure that whenever we're in and around any of those animals, especially confined spaces, we're always using the correct PPE to protect them, of course.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, when you see the way people are behaving with the panic buying and stuff, maybe primates and humans aren't so different after all.
Absolutely.
I know during last month you guys had a big sale on for the family pass, which is, you know, the annual pass that people can get so they can take the kids along to check out all the wonderful animals there at Mogo Wildlife Park. You've extended that sale a little bit longer, so now people can still get a bargain with this pass.
Yeah, and I mean, as much as anything, what we're very blessed with here is that we're an outside venue.
Yeah.
Everything that we've been through, it has been one of those things that people really missed when you went through a lockdown or separation from family, was that outdoor space, the reconnection with nature and wildlife. So it was our sort of way of just offering a space where you could come and relax and pretend like there's not craziness in the world again.
It's actually one of the prizes on our winter wheel.
Yeah, the family,
family
pass.
Family pass to Mogo Zoo.
So one lucky listener is going to spin that up soon, hopefully on Wilson.
For the tight asses out there like myself, you guys are on the Dine and Discover as well, aren't you?
We sure are. Yep, it's been an amazing uptake of that. I think it was an interesting initiative by the government and certainly gave a lot of good reasons to get out and use it, that's for sure.
We also saw this week, Chad, that you guys had appealed to the public for some help in feeding the red pandas at Mogo Zoo.
Yeah.
Every species is very specific about its needs. And red pandas are just like giant pandas, that a big part of their diet is bamboo. Now, we have places that we harvest from here. We even grow on site. But it's one of those plants that people just want to destroy and remove if they've got it. So we were more just trying to engage with community and say, hey, there are some species that rather than just chop out and incinerate or mulch, maybe let us know, because if we can use it, it's a nice use rather than landfill.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have never been that hard up yet that you've had to go to Bunnings and get one of those bamboo fences just to sort of fill the gap, or...?
Not so far, and that's why we do these appeals, because that would be pretty bad.
That's like takeaway for red pandas. So, yeah, if you do have any bamboo that you can help out Mogo Zoo with, definitely get in touch with the team there. And if you're looking for something to do with the kids these school holidays, you know, Mogo Zoo is open. Yeah. They've got all the COVID safe precautions in place. Thanks for catching up with us today, Chad. Appreciate it.
No, always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
When it comes to pets, dogs, cats, yin and yang, dogs just love having affection, love, you know, every time you get home, they're happy to see you. Cats are just kind of like, oh, you're home. All right, I'll just go hang out in this room until, yeah, you know, it's dinner time.
There's a few cats like that. I think there's some cats that give other cats a bad name.
Yeah.
For example, our cat Finnegan is one of those cats that give the other cats a bad name. So.
Garfield's been doing it for many years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you just based what you know of cats off a Garfield cartoon, you'd assume that they hate Mondays and eat lasagna all day, and that's all what they're about. But yeah, it's there's some bad cats out there.
Yeah, we were just chatting off air a couple of minutes ago about how they're so different when they get out, dogs and cats. If dogs get out, they run around, do a quick little whiz, say hello, bark at a couple of fences, you can call them back, they come back.
Mm.
Cats just sort of break out. And in that short time they're out, they cause absolute mischief. They get stuck up a tree or something even worse.
Yeah, they just run around. They go and, you know, father a litter of kittens.
That's it.
They'll kill like 3 native animals in the space of time. They're kind of like dogs are the pets that respect COVID restrictions. Mm-hmm. They'll go out just for essential travel and then come back in. Whereas cats are like the anti-vaxxers of the animal.
They
just go out, they're like, you can't keep me indoors, I'm going to go out and do whatever I want.
Yeah, the dogs go out, they might end up on our pet patrol after a little while. Cats go out, they end up on like basically Australia's Most Wanted. They end up on Maury Povich if they're paternity tests for, you know,
for the
you are the father and things like that. But it looks like it's especially bad when it comes to Knox City Council in Melbourne. So it's in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. They're having a bit of trouble basically keeping their cats under control. They've been killing a lot of native wildlife and things like that. So I know down here we actually had those bibs for the cats for the wildlife to stop from killing birds and things like that.
Yeah,
that was a couple of years back now. But these guys have had big problems with them wandering around and being picked up by rangers and attacking wildlife. So what they've decided to do is put in a curfew for the cats.
Okay.
Not just any curfew, a 24-hour curfew.
Right, I was going to say, well, you know, a regular curfew, I don't even know how the cats, like, adhere to that.
They go, yeah, well, they do.
10 p.m., better head back inside.
Sign the papers and, you know, get the little
ankle
bracelets on.
Yeah.
But they've actually trialled this before. That they trialled it a while ago and it had a fair bit of success, and around 90% of the people thought it was a good idea. So what the previous trial was cats basically under house arrest, under curfew, from sunset to sunrise.
Right.
But now, 24 hours we're talking about. We're talking about full-on lockdown for these cats.
Yeah, it's a full cat lockdown.
How was your cat going lockdown, you reckon, though?
Not too good.
Not too good at all?
We let him, like, he'll sort of go to the back door and gets up on his hind legs as if to say, you know, I would if I could. Like, he tries to, you know, if he could undo the lock. So we just let him out to roam around the yard, but he doesn't sort of do anything. He's got like a bell and everything, so he just goes out, wanders around the yard, eats some grass.
Ticks the box.
The minute he hears someone outside, he's just like, huh, runs back inside.
That sounds like me. That's what I'm like in the afternoon after we finish work. But it looks like it's kicking off from the 1st of October. So if you get caught the first time, like a first offence, oh, it's a $91 fine. And then after that, the fines can get up to around $550 for continuous breaches of this one as well. So these guys are quite serious about this one as well. But, you know, this is a little bit out there. Okay, no worries. Like, how does this work? What are these poor cats doing? They're just inside, like, trying to put out the bat signal to try and get some help to break them out of there, like a jailbreak or something. Like,
dude, cat owners in this suburb in Melbourne, do they set up Zoom calls between their cat and other cats that they might know in the neighbourhood? Are they Zooming each
other? How does it work? Well, usually when we hear of cat burgers and things like that, you know, they're breaking into places to steal, you know, priceless jewels and things like that.
True.
This, on this occasion, they'd be breaking in just to, you know, to break the cats out of the place as well. So it looks like the cats have called on one of their own, another fellow feline, to help break them out during this lockdown. I think they've called on this guy, as a matter of fact. The Pink Panther. Who else?
Sure. Why not?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.